Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 20th of January, 2009. Today is Inauguration Day, on which, according to the U.S. Constitution, the new president must take the oath of office. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And then George Washington added the line, "So help me God," which most presidents have also added to their oath. Until 1937, Inauguration Day was the 4th of March, but that was changed by the 20th Amendment. It was just too long from Election Day in November to the 4th of March. The shortest inaugural address was the first one, George Washington's, 135 words long. And the honor of the longest went to William Henry Harrison, 8,495 words. There have been three poets who have recited at inaugurations. Miller Williams did Bill Clinton's second inauguration, and Maya Angelou did the first. The most memorable was the appearance of Robert Frost at the inauguration in 1961 of John F. Kennedy. Robert Frost had written a poem for the occasion called Dedication, which began summoning artists to participate in the august occasions of the state, seems something artists ought to celebrate. Today is for my cause a day of days, and his be poetry's old-fashioned praise, who was the first to think of such a thing. And the poem ended with a golden age of poetry and power, of which this noonday's the beginning hour. But because the sunlight was so bright on that January morning in 1961, and there was a glare on the page, Robert Frost, 86, had a hard time reading that poem, and so instead he recited one from memory, The Gift Outright. It was a great moment for poetry. About a month ago, Barack Obama announced his inaugural poet, Elizabeth Alexander, a professor at Yale, whom he knew from when both of them taught at the University of Chicago. And Elizabeth Alexander has been working now for a month or two on her inaugural poem. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Alexander. Ars Poetica, number 100, I Believe. Poetry, I tell my students, is idiosyncratic. Poetry is where we are ourselves, though Sterling Brown said every I is a dramatic I. Digging in the clam flats for the shell that snaps, emptying the proverbial pocketbook. Poetry is what you find in the dirt in the corner, over here on the bus. God in the details, the only way to get from here to there. Poetry, and now my voice is rising, is not all love, 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 and I'm sorry the dog died. Poetry, here I hear myself loudest, is the human voice, and are we not of interest to each other? A poem by Elizabeth Alexander, Ars Poetica, number 100, I Believe, from American Sublime, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.